sense. You live in Walnut Creek, yield.com. KGO San Francisco.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. As oil continues to gush from the BP well, those in the Gulf say there's now another worry. It's June 1st, and that means hurricane season has begun. If one develops in the Gulf, National Incident Commander Thad Allen says it could mean an even bigger spill.
We don't have the well capped. Therefore, there is a possibility during hurricane season if we would have to go off station. That would cause more oil to be discharged.
Even if there's no hurricane, BP's Doug Suttles admits the latest attempt at plugging the well could also mean an increase in the amount of oil being dumped in the Gulf.
It's theoretically possible that it could go up to 20%. Based on the data we've seen, we don't think that will occur, but it could occur, but it will be a very modest amount.
Remote control robots are now cutting through the pipe, which BP is hoping can finally be capped soon. And Attorney General Eric Holder is also there.
This is Ann Compton at the White House. President Obama is tightening the legal screws on BP oil.
We have an obligation to investigate what went wrong.
And to bring to justice, he says, those responsible. He met today with the chairs of a commission which has 6 months to find some answers. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. supports a full investigation into what happened with those Israeli commandos on board a ship bound for Gaza. The Israeli ministers have now agreed to release all the foreigners who were detained aboard the flotilla. The Gores are splitting up. Here's ABC's Eric Katursky.
Alan Tipper Gore had been married 40 years. He talked about his marriage at the 2000 Democratic Convention after winning his party's nomination for president.
We've been lucky enough to find each other all over again at each new stage of our lives.
But now, in an email to friends, the Gores say they've decided to separate. They call it a mutual and mutually supportive decision made after long and careful consideration. The email says the Gores plan no further comment. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Late day drop for the Dow. The Dow is down 102 this hour. NASDAQ down 30. You're listening to ABC News.
So, you've got a mortgage?
I do.
Well, Quicken Loans can help you lower your payments by refinancing at today's low rates.
Why Quicken Loans?
They've revolutionized the home loan experience. You can e-sign your documents from your computer and check your loan status online in real time. Hey, closing hundreds of thousands of loans in all 50 states tends to make you a home loan expert.
How do I get started?
Just go to quickenloans.com or call 888-99-QUICK. That's 888-99-QUICK.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Farmers Insurance has discounts for all kinds of things, like automatic checking withdrawal, driving a hybrid, and combining your auto and life policies. Plus, we offer discounts for many professions, including teachers, firefighters, physicians, and engineers. In fact, we have dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Ask the pros at Farmers about all the discounts you should be getting. Find your agent at farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only, and may vary by eligibility and state.
We told you he was in the Gulf. Now ABC News has just learned that Attorney General Eric Holder has launched a full-scale criminal probe into the Gulf Coast oil spill. The Army psychologist charged in the Fort Hood shooting rampage was in court today. His lawyers were able to get his case delayed.
This is a big win today for the Hassan defense team. They came in here asking for a four-month delay. The big reason for that is they say they're still waiting on evidence from the government. Specifically, they're looking for documents from Washington, D.C. and the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. They're also waiting for ballistics and trajectory analysis from the FBI.
ABC's Jason Whitley in San Antonio. She's already one of the hardest working ladies in show business. Now she may have to slow down just a bit to make sure she doesn't become sick.
Lady Gaga, who has a full schedule of summer concerts already booked, admits she has tested borderline positive for the autoimmune disease lupus. The 24-year-old breaks the news to Larry King. Lupus does run in her family. It took the life of her aunt. She says she now has to take good care of herself. She's admitted to having heart palpitations in the past and has collapsed on stage recently. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Colorado, we have a problem. We're missing some moon rocks. The rocks were given to the state in 1974 and are valued at about $5 million. Not many people even know they were in a Denver museum until a college student was assigned to search for them. Well, turns out they're missing. This is ABC News.
Meet Tracy Swift, owner of a new Chevy Malibu.
Previous vehicles that I've owned, my last one was a BMW 328 Xi. The Malibu gave me more space. It had a very styled look. The interior was superior.
People have to start thinking about Chevy again, and that they produce a quality product with a great price. It's comfortable, and it's beautiful.
To hear more of Tracy's story and to learn more about Malibu, visit Chevy.com, and may the best car win.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. Hewlett-Packard will lay off 9,000 people over the next 3 years as it automates commercial data centers. It's hiring 6,000 in sales. Daly City Police now say it was not tainted drugs, but a drug overdose that killed one man and injured others at a Cow Palace event over the weekend. And a new poll shows 49% of California voters favor the November ballot measure to legalize marijuana. 41% are opposed, with 10% undecided. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
Walnut Creek crash, South 680 after Treat Boulevard. The fender bender on the shoulder. CHP out there taking a report. Menlo Park, it's an accident. South 101 at Marsh Road. Looks like someone is potentially injured there. Need a jolt? Then grab two 12-ounce cans of Red Bull energy drink for $3.99 or one at regular price at Chevron Extra Mile. Extra easy, extra value at select Chevron locations. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
This is KGO Radio News. It's 106.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dow here. Welcome to the program. No, it doesn't mean you can get as fat as you want. It is a story, certainly, that fits in with my perspective that I've been peddling to you for 30 years here, is that if you're fat or you're overweight, it's not automatically a death sentence. We have greatly exaggerated the health consequences of being overweight, and the scary numbers that you hear are aggregate numbers, and it's subtle, and there's details. You know, we've talked many times before that fat people who are fit do just as well, and there's very, very little evidence, hardcore evidence, that you automatically wind up with problems. There's some evidence. So I'm not saying go out and get fat, because there's a study just appearing in International Journal of Obesity that essentially says that people who are obese do not suffer any adverse health effects, at least until they pass through the age of 40. Now, these are obese people, not just overweight. People carry an extra 15 pounds, I don't see any hard evidence at all. And what's interesting to me is that previously we did see evidence that maybe you were worse off before 40, because when you get into your 60s and 70s and you compare fat people and thin people, fat people aren't any worse off. And so the theory was, well, all the fat people who are going to succumb to obesity died off at an earlier age, which is contradicted by this. Without getting into the details and the math and the numbers and the statistical manipulations, it at least makes a case things aren't as bad as you think. They show that between the ages of 25 and 70, there's little difference in the health of normal compared to overweight people based on the amount of medications they're taking. And that's what they did. Kind of clever. Looked at people's usage of medications, because they had all this data, and compared, you know, overweight and fat people and obese people to normal weight. Now, that, be careful when you use the words overweight versus obese, right? They're different. Body mass index 25, 30 is overweight. 30 and above is obese. Those defined as obese with a BMI of 30 or above had no more health problems than those who were a healthy weight if they were under 40. They did find obesity was associated with an increase in medication use among adults aged 40 to 70. So again, we're refining it. So between 40 and 70, you pay the price. Before that, it doesn't seem so. So what's the point? I said before you get lung cancer, you don't have lung cancer. You know what I mean? If you're continuing your bad habits. But it just softens this, you know, this automatic response. You're overweight, you're a basket case, right? We Americans, we love the pill fairy. It is the one thing that I think defines our attitudes about medicine. We would much rather take a pill to solve our problems than work at it. In other words, instead of getting some exercise, we'd much rather take some nonsense nostrum, you know, or pill that promises us eternal youth and health. Americans prefer drugs to talk therapy for depression. 80% take a pill for the condition. Boy, the pharmaceutical companies, huh? Considering how weak they really are, the evidence for SSRIs is not very strong. I mean, they seem to work in certain subsets, but nowhere near as well as their acceptance would mandate. Huh? Patients benefited just as much from talk therapy, almost any kind. This is, by the way, coming from Consumer Reports, not a Pharmco, right? They say that they improved just as much after seven or more sessions of talk therapy as if they took drugs. Didn't matter if the therapist was a psychologist or psychiatrist. 80% who were diagnosed with depression or anxiety were prescribed antidepressants. People complained of more side effects from, well, we don't go through all the brand names. But talk therapy is expensive. I write you a prescription. That's cheap. And that's what's happening. And in terms of the new mental health care bills that are part of health care reform, we'll see how it separates out, because it's going to be important that people who can really benefit from talk therapy get it, rather than everybody looking at the price tag for all of us to go into therapy, which will be too much, and they'll can the whole program. So let's hope they apply a little wisdom to making those decisions. All right, we got more specific information of how inside the church they're handling all these scandals, you know, controlling sexuality. It's been mankind's burden for a long time. You know, this powerful biological urge that some people insist on trying to thwart and change, and the church is no different. All candidates for the seminary are now being asked, and I only have data from here, the United States, when was the last time you had sex? The preferred answer is not for 3 years or more. You know, 4 years is better, or 2 years, you can't be a priest. What kind of sexual experiences have you had? Do you like pornography? You're a candidate for seminary. I don't think you'd answer that question yes, do you? Depending on the replies and the results of psychological tests, the interview may proceed into deeper waters. Do you like children? Do you like children more than you like people your own age? And again, I think most people can figure out what they want to hear. But many of the questions are aimed at another equally sensitive mission, deciding whether, and you tell me, whether gay applicants should be denied admission under complex guidelines in the Vatican that do not explicitly bar all gay candidates, but would exclude most of them, even gay candidates who are celibate. Now, scientific studies have found no link. I repeat that for a lot of you just insist on ignoring facts that have found no link between sexual orientation and abuse. And I can't figure out exactly how the church feels about this, and what kind of a gay candidate would be admitted, if they barred those who are celibate. We have no gay men in our seminary at this time, said a psychologist who screens seminary candidates at the Cathedral Seminary residence in Douglaston, Queens, for 10 years. I'm pretty sure of it. I don't know how he can be sure of it. Recent concerns over gay men in the priesthood has simmered in the church for centuries, has been heightened in recent years by claims from some scholars, Catholic scholars, that 25 to 50% of priests in the U.S. are gay? I can't verify that. This is from the New York Times. Let me make sure. Is it the Journal today, Wall Street Journal? Yeah, New York Times today. And, it's soft the way they said it. Claims from some Catholic scholars that 25-50% of priests are gay. The church has never conducted its own survey. Other experts say the estimate, is probably smaller. And, of course, sex abuse scandals prompted some conservative bishops to lay blame for the crisis on homosexual subculture in the priesthood. So a lot of confusion here. Some of the guidelines are fairly clear. Men who actively practice homosexuality should be barred. But seminary rectors were left to discern the meaning of less obvious instructions to reject candidates who, quote, show profoundly deep-rooted homosexual tendencies or support so-called gay culture. Another clarification is not enough to be sure that he is capable of abstaining from genital activity. And that is a guideline for admitting celibate gay men. And you have to evaluate, what else here? Could a psychologically mature gay person committed to celibacy never become a priest? That's a decent question. How your devotion to your God has to do with your sexual orientation? And they're going to ask how you manage sexual desire. Now, again, Jesus didn't come up with this. This is much, much later in history, many, 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 many centuries later. It was humans that came up with this idea that a person should prove their devotion to God by being celibate. It's a tall order, which is maybe why they came up with it. So how do you manage that one? They ask people, how you manage your desire. Do you take cold showers? I've never taken a cold shower. Someone has to help me. I mean, when I'm sitting and I'm thinking about, well, let's not get too personal. Let's just leave it at that. Does a cold shower do it for you? How about a long run? They're going to ask people that. And then they're going to look for tics and eye avoidance that may signal something else. And, of course, the church views gay sex as a sin and homosexual tendencies to be a psychological disorder. But it does not bar automatically chaste gay men from participating in the sacraments. All right, enough of that. Boy, if this could be real, it would really help. You know, when we diagnosed attention deficit disorder, it's what we call in medicine a soft diagnosis, which means don't trust anybody who makes that diagnosis. There's no blood test. There's no objective test. Well, here's a doctor who thinks he has one. The idea is it's a 20-minute computer section. You're supposed to click a mouse every time you see a star with 5 or 8 points, but not for stars with only 4 points. I'm looking at the computer screen here how it does it. So if you see a star with 5 or 8 points, quickly you go and you click it. And so here they profile a person who clicked sometimes, missed the star they should click or clicked a star they shouldn't click. And the doctor says, you have very subtle objective evidence for an impairment at intention. And the test is called the Quotient ADHD System. It's very expensive. It is a quest for an objective piece of evidence that has gained new urgency in recent years. It is ridiculous to think the number of kids we have in this country on medications truly have ADHD, and if they do, that is a true neurological disorder that we need to treat. I've been on this one for a long time. You know my feelings. Many critics say, quote, the disorder is being rampantly overdiagnosed by pill-pushing doctors in league with the drug industry, abetted by a culture of over-anxious parents and compliant educators. Wow. Man, I got to take a break after that sentence. That doesn't tell it like it is. I don't know what. That doesn't mean there aren't some kids who absolutely can be helped. And the way you do it nowadays, you are asked to respond to a checklist of questions about symptoms that most mortals suffer at one time or another. How would you answer, do you or your child often make careless mistakes? Do you often seem not to listen when spoken to directly? Do you often not follow through on instructions? Yes, yes, and yes. So, if you answer yes to those questions, that means you have ADHD. It is so subjective that the diagnosis really depends more on how distressed a parent or a teacher or a patient is feeling on a given day. And of course, parents, teachers, and mother and dad will disagree at the doctor's office. So please, let me give you the prices. $20,000 for this machine. And yeah, it'll cost you. Some insurance companies will pay up to $200 for it. And it is not proven yet to work. But it could be helpful. He says he's doing it a lot, helping people who say they have ADHD and telling them, no, you don't. All right. It's not here. It's not approved in the United States, and I don't quite get it. This is a sexual dysfunction. Men who get to the end prematurely. This is an anesthetic spray. Now, to me, why would you want to numb yourself? They say here, according to these doctors, you know, that men don't report a lot of that. Most common side effect, 7-10% of men, is a loss of erection. Yeah, I'll bet when you're numbing Novocaine on yourself. Loss of sensation, only 3% said so. And some of the men's female partners reported a loss of sensation because it could rub off on you. Nevertheless, beforehand, the men, 56 seconds. That's quick. For those who got the placebo spray, and then men who got the real spray, 3 minutes and 18 seconds, and they had them take the stopwatches to bed. Now, that's got to freak you out. Milk from grass-fed cows is healthy for you. It's a health food now, beef. The idea is that grass-fed cows produce milk with five times as much unsaturated fat, CLA, conjugated linoleic acid. It seems to be healthier. You, the health food stores are trying to sell you this stuff as a secret to, you know, secret to everything. And we think that CLAs can protect the heart and maybe help with weight loss. We really are not quite sure, but basically 4,000 people here, those are the highest concentrations of CLAs, had a lower risk of heart attacks compared to those with the lowest concentrations. So they looked at, you know, most U.S. beef, the beef are finished in feedlots, and cow's milk is a primary source of CLA. Beef contains some, by the way. But they went out of the country, looked at Costa Ricans, where they have a lot of beef that are grass-fed, and came up with their conclusions. So there may be something to it. All right. I got a question for you. You ready? Yes or no? Did you experience any of the following feelings yesterday? Any of the following feelings during a large part of yesterday? Enjoyment, happiness, stress, worry, anger, sadness. Well, I'll tell you what it means if you answer yes to any of those questions. Quite interesting. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. And welcome home, Heather. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Quitting smoking really sucks, but now Nicorette has an entirely new way to help make it suck less. Introducing the all-new Nicorette Mini Lozenge, the first ever mini lozenge from Nicorette. It dissolves up to three times faster than other lozenges and can double your chances of finally being smoke-free. It's fast, it's mini, and helps get you through even the toughest cravings. So while quitting will always suck, the new Nicorette Mini Lozenge can make it suck less. Versus other stop smoking lozenges. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
Clipping coupons again?
We need every discount we can get.
Well, we got one on our auto insurance.
Because I'm such a good driver?
Right. And the fact we've continually kept our car insurance in force.
Oh, we can use it to get a better rate.
Sorry. Seems in California we can only use the discount with our existing insurance company.
Wait a minute. I can take these coupons to any store in town, but can only use our insurance discount with one company?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Turns out we can fix the law at the ballot box. Vote to take our discount anywhere.
Prop 17 fixes the law and lets you use your discount to get the best deal with any insurance company. That's why consumers, the California Chamber of Commerce, California Senior Advocates League, Small Business Action Committee, and the Alliance of Insurance Agents and Brokers support 17.
We earned it. We should be able to use it wherever we want.
Paid for by Yes on 17, Californians for Fair Auto Insurance Rates, and Mercury General Corporation and Affiliates.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. Woohoo!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's start with Janet. How you doing, Janet? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Adell.
Hi.
Are you there? Am I here?
I'm here. I hear you fine. Go ahead with your question.
Cool. Last Friday, I was climbing on a ledge. Don't ask me why. Landed on my rib. Lost my balance and sort of caught myself with my rib on the ledge. I heard a pop sound, and there was no pain afterwards at all on my rib. And in fact, the next morning, I thought, gee, I got off easy. It's, you know, just slightly sore, like feeling from a workout. But here it is a few days later, and it is really painful to breathe and do, like, that kind of stuff. And I'm wondering if you have any idea.
You really think I'm going to go through this call and not ask you what you were doing on a ledge and where were you and what was going on? Come on, give me 10 seconds of what you were doing on a ledge.
I was climbing in my daughter's loft. Closing the windows because it was cold.
Well, okay. You can't get through. They don't have doors in your house?
Exactly. Now, I was climbing on a bunk bed and then climbing up into the loft, and yeah.
I got you. Okay. You know, you may have cracked a rib. You certainly, had the kind of injury that would do that. And while, you know, doctors in general can't do too much for that because we can't put a splint or a cast on your chest, you have to breathe. So, and the ribs usually don't displace when they get cracked. It's kind of like if you crack a teacup, the pieces kind of stay together and you can still put tea in it. But once the pieces separate, you have a whole different problem. And when the ribs separate, it can be very dangerous and you can cut your lungs and you can get punctures of the lungs, you know, a whole bunch of different things. But in general, they often crack and stay in place. And doctors will tell you to take a little, over-the-counter painkillers and take it easy. Although, wouldn't I be remiss? I mean, maybe you scratch the inside of the pleura, the lining of the chest cavity, and you got a little bleeding in there. I just feel with an injury like that that has now come on and gotten real painful, that it would be remiss for me to advise you not to at least take a quick trip and get a quick picture to see what's going on. Just in case you didn't, hit something else, you can rupture a liver or a spleen and it can come on days later as blood seeps under the peritoneum and other places. So I can't give you 100% all clear, but I think now you have an idea at least of what's potentially going on. Let's talk to Christina. How you doing, Christina? Welcome to the program.
Hi, I am calling with a question regarding my husband. He's fairly young, he's 28. Generally was in good health up until late last year. He was diagnosed with diverticulitis. He had a pretty bad flare-up infection. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, it seems like his health is kind of going crazy. And he doesn't eat very well. I can't get him any vegetables or anything like that. He doesn't sleep much. And quite frankly, he drinks a few glasses of wine every day. And lately, he has been losing hair, little round bald spots on his beard it started, and recently there was one popped up on his head, and I can't really seem to understand what that's coming from. It's kind of spooking us because he's so young.
He's so young, and he has quite a few bad health habits, doesn't he? And I, the one thing I'm picking up on, and this will scare the bejesus out of him, and that men who drink too much, they start losing their hair because their estrogen levels start to rise because the liver can't detoxify the normal amount of estrogen that men make. See, men make estrogen and testosterone, male, female, and hormone, and female hormone. And women make male hormone and female hormone. So in a man, when they start drinking, their testicles begin to shrivel a little, and they start losing beard hair. And whether it's patchy or all over is hard to say, but a dermatologist ought to be able to tell you exactly what's going on. There is a disease called alopecia, alopecia areata, and that would probably be the number one cause, but there are many localized conditions in the scalp and the skin that can do this, all the way even to to stress and stuff. So he has a bunch of bad habits, and now he's in his 20s now, and I hope you want to keep him. Maybe he'll last a little longer, but sounds to me like a guy who needs a little bit of a wake-up call, and I'm taking everything you said at face value, and then I'm adding a little bit. So check that out. All right, I'm asking you the following question. Yesterday, did you experience any of the following feelings during a large part of the day? Enjoyment, happiness, stress, worry, anger, sadness, and what that means. This is a fabulous study, actually, on human happiness. You'll enjoy this. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Four Bay Area activists were aboard a ship where a violent confrontation turned deadly during a humanitarian aid mission to Gaza Strip. Were not hurt. They're being deported from Israel. Information about a fifth local activist who was part of the mission is not available. A federal program that checks the immigration status of arrestees is being implemented in San Francisco despite the sheriff's attempt to opt out. Immigrants' rights groups are protesting the move in the city today. And a ninth person has been hospitalized after apparently overdosing on a drug ingested at a rave party in Daly City during the weekend. One person died. Police are ruling out the possibility the drugs were tainted. KGO's Lloyd Lindsay Young says it'll be partly sunny this afternoon, morning fog tomorrow, and then partly sunny by the afternoon. It's 60 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
For years, I've been telling couples that it's worth the drive to Shane Company, even a fairly long drive, to buy their diamond engagement ring. To pass the time while you're headed to our store, you could talk about what to do with the hundreds, even thousands of dollars you'll save with our low direct diamond importer prices. You could talk about the 1,000 bridal ring styles Shane Company has, including the many exclusive designs you won't find at any other jeweler. You could talk about the thousands of diamonds Shane Company has in every price range, including all the fancy-shaped diamonds we have that most other jewelers don't. With exciting conversations like that, you'll be at Shane Company before you know it.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
For Armstrong Painting, this is Val Sharp. I'm down on Montgomery Street. Your name is?
Kevin. I'm a plumber.
What do you think is more well-known in the Bay Area, Armstrong Painting or the Golden Gate Bridge?
That's easy, the Golden Gate Bridge.
But you have a weird look in your face now. What is it?
Why are you arguing with me with the Golden Gate Bridge?
Have you ever looked out the window and seen the Golden Gate Bridge up on a ladder painting a house in your neighborhood?
No.
Well, Armstrong has painted more houses than just about anyone in the Bay Area.
777 and a 1234.
You know that guy.
I know that guy.
You know, if you call today, you're going to get the lowest painting bid possible. You're going to get a free color consultation.
Yeah.
Armstrong has this brand new paint technology. It's called Cool Wall Plus. It's 10 times thicker than regular house paint.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I can understand how you like the Golden Gate Bridge. It is a likable thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Would you say that Armstrong is more well-known than the Dunbarton Bridge?
Oh, by far.
Phone 777-1234. That's Armstrong, 3 7s, and a 1234.
The weather's right for outdoor activities, backyard barbecues, the beach. Don't live with embarrassing toenail fungus. Get rid of it now. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask one of their patients, like Bob from Redwood City.
My toenails looked really gross. I tried everything to get rid of my toenail fungus. Nothing worked. And then I went to 1-800-NEW-TOES. And it was fast, it was painless, and it was totally effective.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. And every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist.
Thanks to 1-800-NEW-TOES, my toenails look perfect.
Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment. Or go to 800newtoes.com and get rid of your toenail fungus now. With 8 locations, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
This commercial was powered by the force of nature. That's right. PG&E is using the sun, water, and wind to help power California. These clean, renewable sources of electricity also help us emit about 50% less CO2 per kilowatt hour than the average utility. Because a cleaner, sustainable California is what we're all after. And with your help, it can happen. Visit WeCanDoThis.com to learn more.
Carro's knows you can never have too much of a good thing. So now, all Mile High breakfasts come with all-you-can-eat pancakes. And all Mile High lunches and dinners come with all-you-can-eat fries, soup, or salad. It's sure to satisfy your Mile High appetite. Only at Carro's.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. I got to ask you a question. If there were such a thing as a time machine, would you want to go back to any earlier period of your life? Now, I know I'm not alone in saying that, boy, I have no interest whatsoever. I mean, been there, done that. So I don't completely understand the phenomenon other than Well, other than a fear of dying, and yeah, our bodies aren't the same. I mean, everything is going, you know. I just cracked a tooth and thinking, gosh, everything's getting old. Just split that sucker right down the middle. Well, here is a reason you may want to get old. Now, we've done studies like this before. They have all been consistent. This one went about it in a little different way, was a little more thorough. And the bottom line is that you get happier and happier as you age. All right? So that's pretty cool. This is a very large Gallup poll. By almost any measure they could come up with, people get happier as they get older. And no one is sure why. They say maybe it's psychological changes with the way you view the world, or even maybe brain chemistry changes. They ask people various questions about their age or sex, current events, personal finances, health, and other matters. And they are asked a global well-being survey, overall life satisfaction on a 10-point scale. And then there was a 6 yes or no question. Did you experience the following feelings during a large part of the day yesterday? Enjoyment, happiness, stress, worry, anger, sadness. The answers reveal your hedonic well-being, a person's immediate experience of those psychological states unencumbered by revised memories or subjective judgments that a query about your whole life and life satisfaction might not have evoked. I can say, all right, how do you feel about your life so far? Oh, it was great, but yesterday you were miserable. All right, here are the numbers. You start out at age 18 feeling pretty good about yourself, and then life hits you with the curveballs. You start feeling worse and worse and worse until you're age 50. At that point, there's a sharp reversal, and people keep getting happier as they age. By the time they're 85, they are even more satisfied with themselves than they were at 18. In measuring immediate well-being, yesterday's emotional state, they found that stress declines from age 22 onwards, reaching its lowest point at age 85. Worry stays fairly steady until age 50, then sharply drops off. Anger decreases steadily from 18 on. Sadness rises to a peak at 50 and then declines to 73 and then a little rise again to 85. Enjoyment and happiness have similar curves. They both decrease gradually until you hit 50 and rise steadily for the next 25 years. Then at the very end, decline only slightly, which tells you something that people must be very accepting about the thing many of us fear, namely the end of our lives. They looked at 4 possibilities: the sex of the interviewee, whether the person had a partner, whether they were children at home, and employment status. 4 reasonable candidates, not a whit of a difference. Again, it made no difference, your sex, whether you had a partner, or whether they were children at home, and your employment. And that's enough of that one. The lesson's clear, all right? Okay, let's talk to Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Adele.
How are you?
Good. My family has a history on my mother's side, especially of pancreatic cancer and other symptoms. My current physician and my previous physician regularly, annually, did a hemocult. My current physician says doesn't necessarily believe in that, and I'm just wondering what's your opinion. I do have every 10 years. What do I want to call it? Colonoscopy.
The colonoscopy, okay. But you said pancreas cancer, right?
Pancreas in one case. In another case, again, on my mother's side, a cousin had a cancer in the appendix. So it's sort of...
So the hemocult, did the original doctor say the hemocult was for screening for pancreas cancer?
No, just for blood in the stool and whether that might be a pre-indication of some other problems.
Gotcha. Okay. It is not a pre-indication of pancreatic cancer. I wish we had a good test because the reason pancreas cancer is just about the worst cancer there is in terms of 5-year survival is probably because it doesn't cause symptoms when it first comes on. There's no lump you can feel. It's just too deep in the body. And so it hides. And yet, when it starts manifesting itself as a critical place there in the body, the duodenum is swinging around, the pancreas, the ducts, the bile ducts, or the kidneys, everything is in that region. And so when you get cancer in there, it's not so easy to cut it out. surgically. So Hemocult is simply a screening for blood. If indeed you have blood, it's not likely to be cancer, but it can be. That's why we do it. We don't really have much better in terms of a simple test. We're working on a test now that actually is going to look at for the DNA of colon cancer, the DNA of that cancer in a stool test. So that'll change the face of this whole deal. So I, you know, the family relationships you mentioned, I wouldn't be too freaked out about. You know, a relative of your mom, I think you said, I think would not put you in a high-risk category. You're doing the right test to cover it. Pancreas cancer, I wish I could tell you what the risk factors were. You know, some people say lots of carbohydrate, you know, refined sugars may relate to it. They used to blame coffee for it. That's not true. Obesity seemed to increase it. Smoking increases the risk of it. We just really don't know. I mean, that's the answer to that one. All right. Let's talk to Walt. How you doing today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Riddell.
Yes, sir.
You cannot see, hear, or speak. Why do they call it deaf, dumb, and blind? Is the dumbness for the not being able to speak? And I was wondering why they call that.
Yeah, there's a lot of unfortunate words in medicine. A lot of unfortunate words in society that, you know, in an era of political correctness, we have attempted to purge from the nomenclature. And that would be one of those words, because it obviously the implication is that if you can't speak in the past and people observed you or talked to you, it would appear like you were, quote, dumb. Although the word, I guess if we looked up in a dictionary, might be a synonym. I don't know. It's not a good word. It's not a good word. So you're absolutely right to question it. And even the causes. You know, we somehow, I've never heard that term used when you have an older patient who has a stroke and they can't speak, which after all is very common. A heck of a lot more common than a young child who does not have the ability to speak. And who may have the rest of the mental faculties intact. It's pretty unusual in my experience. So I agree with you. I agree. Let's drop the term. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. We got Heather back with us. Let's work her good. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Doe.
Plane's fueled. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage.
Empty crate, a plane ready for takeoff.
Guys, we got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need all eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Nothing at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus, now get push-to-talk on the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Cutting coupons, searching for sales, you may be looking for easy ways to stretch your dollars. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give Fremont Bank a call. So far this year, we've helped over 3,500 homeowners refinance their mortgages. Right now, Fremont Bank is offering a fixed-rate mortgage with no closing costs or points at a rate as low as 4.125% APR. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We have honored our commitment to the community by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. We are one of the oldest independent family-owned banks in California. Find out for yourself. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.125% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 5/24/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
With over 100 destinations on 6 continents, Emirates can take you well beyond Dubai. In fact, you can now fly from San Francisco to Bangalore, Hyderabad, Mumbai, and 7 other cities in India. And that's only the beginning.
Discover more about all the places we fly at emirates.com/destination quiz and book your flight to any of our over 100 destinations, including this one. Fly Emirates. Keep discovering.
Giving you more for your money. It comes standard at your Bay Area Midas with the Secure Stop Brake Service. First, we'll inspect your brakes. Then, if needed, we'll install new brake pads or shoes, guaranteed for as long as you own your car. And you'll save up to $100. Nobody beats your Bay Area Midas for value. That's the Midas Touch.
$50 per axle. Most vehicles see manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Denise. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing okay, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. I'm 36, and I had a complete hysterectomy in December of last year. So I took my ovaries and uterus, everything. Now I'm starting, I guess, menopause. Severe hot flashes, mood swings, and just recently a huge weight gain, and I haven't really changed my diet, and I'm still exercising as much as I did before, and I don't know which way I should lean, because I do have a history of thyroid problems, so I was wondering if you could help me out by maybe recommending some blood tests, or...
Sure, well, I'm surprised that this is become a problem. Your doctor should be able to help you. First of all, I got to go back for a second. Did you have problems with your ovaries, or they just took them kind of anyway?
I had a problem earlier when I was in my 20s where they removed the right one, and then I've just had reoccurring problems with cervix and endometriosis. It was really the only way to stop everything that was happening. So, yeah, that's why they did a radical, total.
Well, with no ovaries, are you taking hormonal replacement therapy?
I am on Premarin right now, and it's a 0.9.
Yes. Well, here's the deal. It is okay to take, hormone replacement therapy, certainly, because you had your ovaries removed. You don't have any hormones. You're a young, young woman. So you want to duplicate in your body the hormone levels that your body would have naturally created if you had your ovaries. So until that happens, until you get your blood level up and get that dose adjusted, you're going to feel like you're feeling and you're going to have those symptoms. So you may have to push the doctors a little bit. And a lot of us feel that in a woman, a young woman like you who's had your ovaries removed, that a little touch of testosterone is warranted because your ovaries make testosterone, male hormone. It may have a lot to do with mood and with libido and all kinds of things and weight loss. So if there's none included, mention it to your doctor. Talk to them about, getting some blood levels, because they can easily test the blood levels of your estrogens and to see where you are. And you're going to have to keep finding the right dose, and you should feel a lot better. All right. Let's talk to Robert. How you doing, Robert?
Dr. Dean, hi. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I had a question about not waking up with an erection in the morning. First of all, I'll preface this by saying I'm 45 years old. I'm in fairly good shape. I can run 5 miles without stopping. I'm 6'1", about 205, considered a slim build. This has been going on in my life about 8 years, I guess, so. It has, and I've also had ED problems, but I can't figure out why.
Well, that's very interesting. In other words, normally when a man has REM sleep, that's when you're dreaming, most men will have an erectile response. If you wake up right afterwards, you will have that arousal, but it'll go away if you go into a different phase of sleep, or if the last time you dreamed was, say, a half hour before you wake up. So it doesn't automatically mean much. It's what happened during the night. There is a little test. They used to do it with stamps. We used to have men take a row of stamps and wrap it around themselves and lick it and seal it. And they wake up in the morning, the perforations were broken, and that implied that things were working during the night when they couldn't know it. And So I can't answer that. But you tell me in the last 8 years you've been having an ED problem. We need to get to the bottom of it because you've heard me rant and rave that men, especially in your age group, that start having a difficulty could have early signs of diabetes. They could have early signs of heart disease, a whole bunch of things. But you know something, Robert, you got to also consider, you know, the subtle psychology of all this. Because if you suspect you might have a little problem, when you head into, you know, into the sexual act, you're going to have a little anxiety, nervousness. You're going to do some spectatoring, which means you're going to be, you know, watching yourself going, okay, is it going to work? Is it going to work? And that is devastating. You have to have consistent sensations, feel good sensations. You know, it's called focusing on FOPS is one of these therapies, you know, focusing on pleasant sensations. Do you sense at all there's any anxiety or any psychological ramifications of this? I mean, it can't be a positive thing for you, can it?
No. Well, I had another question on that. It's on along the same lines. I had an untreated STD in my 20s, and I was told that the scar tissue that it leaves possibly contribute to this problem. I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, I would doubt that, Robert. I would doubt it. If it did, then that would be used by public health agencies to peddle, you know, self-protection, because that would probably reach a lot of men. No, we'll listen, A, we'll get to the bottom of it. B, there's a treatment for you. I mean, you ever tried the, you know, the standard, you know, the Viagras and the pills out there? Do they work for you?
Yeah, they do work. They've worked in the past, but I just don't like taking them.
Yeah, I mean, because of the side effects.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there'll be new ones coming on the market. I want you to start from scratch. I would like you, you're too young. I'd like you to see a urologist who specializes in this, and there are clinics who specialize in this, and, you know, get the A to Z workup just to cover all the bases and then tackle the kinds of things that can help. There are other kinds of medications beside the ones, you know, the standard ones on the market, Viagra, I can't remember the names of these things, Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, all work on the same mechanism. Well, there are new things doctors already have. And in the next year or two, there's going to be a whole bunch of other things that'll help you. So that's, I guess, most important message I want to leave you with is that we can help you, but let's get the diagnostic stuff taken care of first, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Have you had it up to here with the low pressure and trickling, scalding showers? Oh, and what about the rusty water and pipe leaks which ruin your floors and ceilings? If you've made up your mind to copper repipe, then you know who to call. AmeriServe, of course. Hi, I'm Bob Park, owner of AmeriServe, and we are the original Bay Area copper repipe specialist. And because this is all we do, we've got repiping down to an exact science. Your floors will be covered, the walls will be repatched to the original matching texture. And lastly, the American-made heavier gray copper piping comes with a lifetime guarantee. We are also, by far, the lowest priced among our competitors. Call AmeriServe now for the extended KGO 30% discount and free water heater with your job. Call 1-800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. That's 800-713-5777. AmeriServeRepipe.com.
The following is paid for by Yes on 14, Californians for an Open Primary with major funding from Governor Schwarzenegger's California Dream Team, a ballot measure committee, and California Business PAC, sponsored by the California Chamber of Commerce CalBuzz PAC.
Things aren't going too well in California these days. Unemployment is over 12%. The state budget has a $20 billion deficit, and it seems nothing is accomplished by the legislature except constant bickering and partisan finger-pointing. Proposition 14 is on the June ballot to reform the way we elect our representatives. If we want to change Sacramento, we need to change the kind of people we send there to represent us. Prop 14 will increase voter participation and open up the process to all voters in order for us to vote for the best person regardless of party. The Fresno Bee put it best, saying the open primary would lessen the influence of the major parties, which are now under the control of the special interests. Guess who's against Proposition 14? The legislature and special interests who like things just the way they are. Send them a message by voting yes on Proposition 14.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact 1. Most people blink 17,000 times a day. Fact 2. GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance. Think about all of the expensive things you own. For as little as $12 a month, GEICO can help you protect it all. For all the details, visit geico.com. By the way, during this commercial, you blinked 5 times. I pride myself on my lack of blinking.
Our experience matters. It's measured in numbers, but at Altabate Summit Medical Center, it's defined by quality, care, and understanding. Last year, we repaired over 6,227 hearts, more than any other East Bay hospital. Impressive numbers, but the most important number to us is one, you. Visit AltabateSummit.org and see why, when it comes to your health, experience matters. Altabate Summit, part of the Sutter Health family.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Honora. Dr. Edel's here. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Pleasure to talk to you. I love your program. I know your views on artificial sweetener, but I have cancer, and I've heard that when you have cancer, you shouldn't eat real sugar, refined sugar. But would artificial sweetener act the same way, or would I be okay using artificial sweetener?
Well, let's start with the statement you made and see if it's factual or not. No, I don't know anything. I've never heard anything that sugar is bad for people with cancer. Listen, a lot of refined sugar is not good for you, period, so I'd be careful. An artificial sweetener, I have no problem with that in a cancer patient. But it's reasonable to think about. I don't know how many big studies have really been done on it. But your body turns everything into sugar. That's the fundamental engine that drives your energy. And so I don't think you can avoid sugar. As soon as you have any kind of carbohydrate, your body breaks it down into sugar, so your bloodstream doesn't really know much of the difference. I mean, we found, by the way, we're suspicious that taking vitamins when you have cancer could be very risky. That's kind of scary because a lot of people take vitamins, and that in turn may actually feed the cancer. Listen, cancer cells are voracious, growing wildly, and they want to have food, you know, so... there you are. Edgar, can we do it quickly, Edgar? Not a lot of time, so ask the question quickly, okay?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You're on the air. Ask the question quickly. Not a lot of time.
Okay, yeah. So about maybe 2 weeks ago, I was cleaning out my ear after a shower, and I felt like a bunch of air like got pushed in, and I couldn't hear anything. So for the last couple weeks, I've been my hearing be going on and off, on and off. And like
now, Edgar, don't ever have to clean your ear. You only wipe up the wax as it comes out. I think you probably have crammed the wax in there. And if you want to check it out before you have to see an ear doctor, go to the drugstore, get an earwax removal kit. You put the drops in, let it soak in, and use a little syringe. And if that doesn't work, you're going to need to see an ear doctor. And so it probably is just wax.
When you run a business, one of the most effective ways to make a positive impact on the bottom line is to upgrade your workforce. That's just one of the ways Administaff brings real, measurable value to our business. I'm Andrew Casas, Chief Operating Officer of UT Physicians, located in Houston's Texas Medical Center, and we've been an Administaff client since 1996. Our Administaff service team worked closely with us to identify the most crucial employee skill sets for our industry, allowing us to build a stronger team while reducing turnover by more than 40%. And that adds up to more than $500,000 in annual savings. When it comes to smarter and better ways to manage our workforce, Administaff is always on the cutting edge, and they add phenomenal value to our business.
UT Physicians is just one of many recent Administaff success stories. Let's get started on yours. Call us at 877-273-6007 or download the top 10 HR strategies to lead the recovery at administaff.com.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to kgoradio.com.